over the world like they never scored it before.
Text you with the news.
Do things that they've never done before. Go on amazing trips. Meet amazing people. And go there with no family or anyone that's gone before. Your family adventure. What is your family exploring? Where are you going in 2022 or summer? Are you going out? Are you afraid of COVID-19? Delta version? Are you going to say heck with it? Is that bad? Or is it bad? Proud voyager of the USS Whitlock, I'm the Captain Corey, the father of Donald, Ashley, Michael, Jessica, and Myra. The names that you hear at the end of the show, every show, they're my children, five beautiful children, wonderful children, smart children, amazing children, and each and every last one, including Michael. Who just a continuous spy on me, you know. Even though he's my son, he continues spying me. And I just can't wait to get him on the show, people. So y'all can meet him. Maybe YouTube, you can see him on YouTube. Have him on the show and let him talk about their life and where they've been, where they at, and where they going. I don't even know that. And oh, I will be an audience as well. Be listening to that story. Each one of them. And my kids, I know y'all, some people, audience, my audience, that y'all family been through a lot too. The reason I'm telling this story, short story, is my kids been through a lot. And me, my knucklehead, the knucklehead father, and the knucklehead mother took them to that adventure stuff. But it's always a turnaround, you know. One parent always turn around. No matter what who it is. Sometimes both parents. But always one parent that turns around and goes to the straight arrow. While the other parent keep on going down that crooked arrow, right into that abyss. When I say right into the abyss, seal the door, and be in darkness forever. Not me. Love my babies. Bless. And see them doing this great and one of the best Christmas that I had, it was yesterday. And to see myself looking back at myself with Michael and his girl. I was just staring there looking back at myself when we was with her parents and they were looking at us as a couple. Now, it was a different thing, different adventure, you know, different events and all that stuff, you know. And we was at her parents' house on first Christmas. And they were just looking at us, and now tables turn. Michael get to sit at our Nancy house where everybody, all the kids growed up in that and all. including him, and all. And I was just, this whole time I was just thinking about the time, the first Christmas that we was at Lorna and Donald house. And yeah, we was a cute couple too. And I definitely can say that. And that's why we got beautiful children as well. And it's just things and people who came in our life and just ripped us apart. And we let them. You know, we let them. We didn't listen sometimes. We did bad things sometimes. We didn't want to listen to our parents or anybody else. And it, I blame it being young too, and other things. You know, I mean, remember y'all was young, okay? And how y'all adults, y'all know it all. When y'all had your first child, you know, I mean, we first had Donald. We knew everything. You know, it was our first kid. We gonna do it right. We gonna get ourselves a little apartment. We gonna make our money and all. And being the parents, like the, any other parent, you know, going in Donald just looked at us and say, no, you're not. That's what any parent would say. You just stand here. You're going to get yourself together. You're going to save money and all.
I can see this. I can get. Here's a Netflix secret.
And that's what they said to us. You know, I mean, that's one of the good things they said to us. You know, normal parents would say, you know. And I just don't know why Candy left that Miss Debbie house. She was living in Reynoldstown. She left Miss Debbie house. I don't know why, the reason. I don't even know why I left Chimes. But as the story went on, and everybody knows the story by now, I don't have to go in details. And here we are again. This time, Michael and his girl, and you know, every generation is different. You know, every generation is different with every parent and child. They go to different things. You brought your girl to your parents. You brought your man to your parents. Then you introduced them to him and all. And, you know, every man, every woman had to go through it. Had to meet a boyfriend, parents. Had to meet girlfriend, parents, family and all. Everyone had to go through it. I had to go through it. Candy had to go through it. Our parents before us had to go through it. And, now, I wanted to say it was a scary thing because it was just something you could have to go through, you know, the parents, you know, you have to meet them, you know, get their blessings and stuff, and so on. But if I just want to know that any of y'all, how y'all felt about when your daughter brought her boyfriend home and said, this is the one, or the brought his girlfriend home and said, this is the one. And y'all just sit there and just remind yourself when y'all was young. Now, I know some kids don't have parents. They split up. And they had to go to different houses and all. Mom got a new man. Dad got a new woman. Or dad's not with a woman. Mom was a new man. Or mom not with a new man. Dad was a new woman. Whatever the situation is, I don't know, you know, but I mean, you just had to go through it, right? And y'all just, parents, y'all just think of that, you know, just think of that time. Now, you see two young couples, totally in love with each other, both drive, both work, both doing fine, both got placed together, and everything going well, you know. Then they just young, they out there, they exploring the world. They taking different opportunities, taking different steps, you know. I mean, just they want to travel and all. They don't want no kids. That's what me and Candy said. Then, boom, boom, boom. Here comes that little one. The moment you said no kids, I think that's the curse right there. No kids now. 3 or 4 months later, I'm pregnant. Oh, doggone. And she'll look at you like, that's all you got to say? Oh, doggone. And some women's like that, you know. You gotta have a excitement and be excited just like she with that. Oh my God. Don't give it the old doggone. Like, oh, how? How that happen? She, especially a black woman, she's gonna just look at you like, what do you mean how that happened? I don't know. Every time, it seems like every time, you know, I just asked my audience, did y'all ever say that? Your young couple who's together now and have their first baby now. Did y'all ever say that? No kids right now. Y'all young, y'all in your mid-20s, and you say, no kids now. Then 2 or 3 or 4 weeks later, she's pregnant. Right after you said that, I mean, it's like a curse, you know? It's that when you say that, it's like, no kids now. And then 3, 4 months, 3 weeks, 3, 4 weeks, 4 months, 5 months later, I'm pregnant, and you just put your head down, and then, oh, God. I mean, just make sure you say it to yourself. Can't read your mind. Well, not yet, because this next mind control game thing, one day, people gonna start reading your mind, and oh my God, I'm sitting here watching. I'm right at that Next Mind Control website called Next Mind. I talked about it in another episode, and it's coming up in episode 19 or 20. And I talked about it, and I just can't believe the technology, you know. And oh my God, people, y'all, you gotta go see it. You got to go to that YouTube channel and go to the website. But anyway, did y'all ever been ready for the child, or it just popped up? Soon you say, we ain't ready for no kids. Soon you say that, everything just changed. So, for y'all young ones who don't have kids yet and they're so in love, living together, I'm just asking you, start planning, okay? Start planning for that accident that might happen. Hopefully, y'all get through whatever y'all going through right now. Y'all get to school and get to all that stuff. No. And not only talking to the young ones, everyone across the country, the young kids starting out, who's in love, got a place together, all across the country, talking to y'all. And I know y'all said this to each other, no kids right now. You either land in bed, you looked at each other, no kids right now. And then, y'all mean it, right? You're doing everything you can not make sure it don't happen. Well, as and deaths do happen, you know. But this, I'm just telling you, just be ready for the little one if it do happen. If that accident do happen, you know. You're going to law school, you're going to nursing, you're going to be a police officer, going through the academy, you're going through the fire academy, you're going to be a doctor, a lawyer, or you practicing to get your PhD and all that. You're getting ready for it, you know, getting ready for that marriage and then child and all. Well, sometimes it don't happen like that. So, all your young kids who's 23, 24, 25, 27, 25, and beyond, not 22 or 21, damn, don't go in young right there. Maybe 23, possibly 25, but if you're 25, 26, and beyond, just be ready. If God gonna bless you, okay? Be ready. And that's it. If y'all met in school, when y'all was in school, and y'all still together at age 25 or 26, definitely be ready, okay? And if the ones who did got a kid, who just is pregnant now, who's suspecting and everything, congratulations to you, okay? Take care of the little one. Remember, God first, then that little one, and then you. Okay? Because God is the Father. He makes all the planning for you. He make a way for the couple and the little one. He make that way. So remember, put him first. Then the little one. Then mommy. And then daddy. Okay? And I promise you, it will work forever. You will still be together when he get married if you do it that way. Okay? Put him first. Put her first. Put him first. Or put her and him first. Whatever you have it, or whatever you got. And I promise you, you will be together until death do you part. Believe me. Ask the people who's married for 50 to 60, 70 years. Ask them. Just ask them. Okay? They've been together since they was in high school. Or since they was in high school. And they keep together at age 60. They still together for 60 to 70 years. That's a long time to be with one person. And it still can happen, people. Why? It's God first, child, wife, and husband. Okay? And mom and the kid will make sure daddy will be okay. They will take care of daddy, long daddy take care of them. So on. Okay? And mom will make sure that her family is taken care of, including daddy, the good daddy. Your father. So, and like me, I put up all of my wants on the side. And that's why I'm late getting my driver's license. That's why I'm late writing my book. Some people don't think that I did that, but that's why I'm late to getting my stuff. You know? And yeah, I did things wrong. I messed up. So what? Big deal. So, can't go back to the past and straighten it out. You have to live with it. Learn with it. So, other people got to live with it and learn with it. You know? Just can't keep that thing on that person. You know? Let them move on. Let them go on. Bless them. You know? Yeah, he know his mistakes. He know what he did. Right? We human beings. We not robots. Our brains do forget things, do make mistakes. That's the nature of being human. We supposed to make mistakes. We learn from the mistakes. And that's the nature of being human. Okay? It's not no disability or slow learning or poor crap like that. You make mistakes. Right? You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. Only one person to walk this earth was Jesus. So, fellas, if you're not with your family and you make a whole bunch of mistakes, don't worry. I'm in the same boat and you are. If you're divorced, you did just do crazy things, don't feel bad. Because every day you wake up, that's the day that you have with your children. Don't worry about her. It's over, it's over. Don't worry about them keep putting the past in your face and all that stuff. And, hey, take it like a man, you know? Put your chest up, put your head up, and smile back. Like, yep, I sure did. That's what I did. Yep. And life goes on, right? But like I said, hate is a powerful word, and I don't like the word hate. I just don't like the word hate. And if there's some people just like to carry things on and on and on and on and on and on. And I see sometimes people keep doing the same thing, you know. But just gotta move on, you know. Just gotta move on. I mean, look at our United States government. Look at the two parties who run in this country. Look at them. Go to CNN. Look at the Fox News. A prejudiced, a racist news station is on. And we got a racist host named Tucker. I'm saying it. I don't care. You know, that's what he is. You know, CNN, I don't see no racists on there. Not yet, anyway. MSNBC, I don't see no racists on there yet. They get on Fox, you know. Both news networks, they be on Fox. And I think Fox is the most prejudiced, racist newscast, news station that's on. National news, that Fox National, whatever they are, you know. I know what CNN is, and I know what MSNBC is, and MSNBC. But I don't know what Fox is. Fox is fake news. Like Donald Trump said, every time he say fake news, I think of Fox News. And I just look at the people who like Donald Trump, and they say fake news too. You know what I tell them? Stop watching Fox News. You won't get fake news. Yep. So, it's just to prove that no one's perfect and no one knows everything. Not even our government. Because if they did, this pandemic wouldn't be like it is right now. No, we wouldn't be where we at right now. And we wouldn't elect the president that we elect 4 years ago. He wouldn't have even got a chance to run in office. He wouldn't even got looked at. No. He would be a hobo who would have been game host. That's what he would have been. Because I don't think anybody like at NBC liked him, you know. And his TV show really did suck. The Apprentice, whatever the show was called. It sucked. It wasn't a good show. He act like he was so tough. He's the boss. He look at the people, you're fired. What? Give the man another chance, you know? I turned that bull crap on. Whoever heard of Donald Trump? Whoever gave him a Trump? He got a Trump, all right. But Republicans, they not yesterday's Republicans either. You know, they just not. You know, the yesterday Republicans, Bush, President Bush, President Clinton, President Bubba Bush, they didn't fight like this. I mean, they fought. They didn't agree on a lot of things, but they got the things done. But it was until the Republicans got real mad because Obama got elected. We got a black man in office, and the Republicans got so twisted and mad, you know? And everybody is not perfect, people. And this country is not perfect either, right? And it's just so much going on out there. You got to be really, really careful. I don't know what to tell you, you know? But we're already going to a new year. Yep. A new year. And that new year, we don't even know what's going to happen in that new year. I mean, it's going to be very interesting. So, and I'm just looking on the internet of stuff, and I'm just, you know, see on YouTube and all that, on Facebook, how all this year was, you know. I just look back on this year and just say, it was okay, you know, it was okay. It could have been better. Could have been better. And I don't really want to say nothing about the president, because he is doing better than the other president doing. He's doing a little better. His bar is way up there in the approval rating. For me, in the approval rating. No. Donald Trump was zero, minus, approval rating. And Joe Biden, he's up there, okay? I would say about 70, 71 approval. Because I don't think the guy, I ain't gonna say old and nothing, because look at Bush. And the other president, I mean, Carter, he was old. You know? Reagan, he was old. And so, age don't have nothing really to do with it, you know. I mean, I don't know. It's the way y'all feel. Let's leave a comment on how you feel about what Joe Biden's doing. Give a thumbs up, leave a comment on our YouTube channel, and just let me know, you know, let me know on my channel, let me know how you doing, how you feel about them and all, you know, I mean,
and Speaker Radio. We are talking about Donald Trump.
Well, that's me from a long time ago. So, I would love to hear from y'all guys. I mean, just go to Facebook. Leave your comments. Go to YouTube, leave your comments. Yeah. And I don't know. Y'all tell me. Yeah. If we gonna make it out of here, or we gonna make it out of COVID? I mean, do y'all think this epidemic is ever gonna be over? Things gonna get back to normal? We gonna take these masks off? I mean, I don't think so. I really don't think. I think this is it. This is, you know, this is where we are. And as far as taking the mask off, I don't really want to say, but I think this is our new normal. And I know these masks can be a pain in the butt, you know. They really can be a pain in the butt. You got to wear them all day, especially you wearing it. Work in a nursing home, you have to wear them all day. You can't take them off. They're rude. And because work around old people and all that stuff, you can't take them off and everything. And so that's why I ask the questions that I ask sometimes. I mean, and I just want to know, someone did they wear masks back in 1919 when the pandemic came too? I mean, how did they get rid of the pandemic? I think it's 1918, 1919. One of those, they had the flu pandemic outbreak. And I just want to know how they got through it, you know. How do you get through something like this? And it just, I'm just tired of wearing a mask. You know.
And speak of.
So, let's see. We're going to go find UFOs. I just want to talk to y'all about UFOs too. You know, I just have to talk to y'all about UFOs. How big they are, and just show you how many people believe in this stuff. Because this is what we'll be talking about on the station too, on the radio station. UFOs, strains of mind upon, the unknown, the ghost stories and stuff, and Yeah, here they go. UFOs and... I mean, just some of the stories that they have here. I mean, some of these stories. Oh, damn. They got the pyramids as the UFOs. Do y'all believe that aliens built the pyramids? Wow. That's crazy. The top 10 secrets of alien ancient worlds, full documentary, ancient worlds. Wow, let's go here and see what's going on here. Right? But I just, you know,
she takes a picture. And in that picture is this ET. He puts the camera over in that direction, and everyone looking in that direction at that moment saw it. You can make contact with these civilizations, and you do not need the government. And that's when they take me into a hotel room later that night and very aggressively say, what the hell do you think you're doing? Because those projects understand the power of consciousness, and that the Rosetta Stone of contact has to do with these protocols. They were not happy that we were doing this without their permission.
Right here, this is a commercial that you hear, and the guy was talking about
the evidence and experience.
They was doing some experience with UFOs and have the permission
now.
And these people actually believe in UFOs.
False disclosure is happening right now. The actual disclosure we did already.
And I just want to know how they did things back then too. I mean, how do you... I'm still familiar with how the pyramids were built, you know? How they moved those big rocks and tall those rocks and all. Sometimes I think the pyramids is really spaceships, you know? I really do. Look at the pyramids. Look how they built. Look how the three pyramids built. You know, and if you ever go inside one of those pyramids, in
the
future,
we know all there is to know about ancient secrets, that nothing new can be discovered.
This anybody think about that?
Truth.
No?
Who would investigate the origins of civilization and the tales of Adam and Eve? Who will move through the heavens with ancient concepts of astronomy and unravel sacred symbols? Such as the Ark. We will visit pyramids and ancient round towers.
And think that
harmonic frequencies
some people do,
and utilized
but some people don't want to be talking about it because
we will discover the amazing
that some family members think they're crazy, you know, think they're weird.
We will see how the authorities hid and destroyed
just
evidence.
Really amazing things, you know. Very amazing stories that you can find here on Facebook, YouTube, and other stations that you go to, you know. And I find these stories so I can do it for my YouTube channel, and so I can do for the podcast too. And hopefully I'll get some experts about this who've been encountered with UFOs and stuff like that. And I gotta hear their stories too, you know. And hopefully, maybe season 4 or 5, I can start interviewing people on the telephone and stuff like that, and do interviews and stuff. And as the seasons go on, you know, I'm planning to do this for a long time, you know. I love doing this. I love doing this podcast. And like I said back in season 2 and 1, I'm going to start putting it up on YouTube so y'all can hear it too. You know, I might got a little piece of microphone. Might be a little staggy in there and all. But this kind of microphone you put on your head, and it had the microphone, you had to talk, put it down to talk, you know. So you might have a little static on your end. But just hear some of these stories, you know. And those who don't like it, y'all can go here. Good night. See you on the next episode. And those who like these stories and stuff, you know, come on. Let's go see Ancient Civilizations. It's called the top 10 secrets of alien worlds. It talk about the pyramids. Are they ready UFOs? Let's go see for a little while.
Finally revealing the sacred secrets that shine a light on the true reality of our very existence. Welcome to the Top 10 Ancient Secrets. Across time, there is one little animal, both physical and metaphysical, which persistently crops up. The snake, or serpent. There are literally thousands of interpretations given to the symbolism of the snake that we find in ancient texts, artworks, sculptures, and structures, and yet they can all be traced to one root source. This is our first and most impressive of the top 10 ancient secrets, because it is still, to this day, denied by a jealous church. In the first place, we should understand that the snake is the physical, slithering creature we see around the world, whereas the serpent is the mystical, mythological, and metaphysical aspect of the same thing. To begin, we should also understand the root of the word and other related words that give us the various terms around the globe for serpent or snake. The snake is known in the language of Canaan variously as Or, Ar, Um, Op, Of, Op, F, and F. Amazingly, in the Mayan language, Can means serpent, as in Kukulkan, the bird serpent. And just as in the ancient Sumerian Akan and the Scottish Can for serpent, Vulcan, the Roman god of fire, comes from the Babylonian Can for serpent and Vul for fire, showing an etymological link across thousands of miles. Indeed, even the very center.
Wow, they got the word Vulcan in there. From Star Trek. And they just told me what the word Woken means. So that's where Gene Roddenberry got the word Woken. Because it means something about fire or something, you know? I mean, wow. I didn't know that. That's very interesting.
The Christian world, the Vatican, comes from the word Vatis for prophet and Can for servant, making the Vatican a place of serpent prophecy. The oracle that the biblical King Saul appealed to for prophecy was called...
And people, y'all will get to see this on
the
Quake with Lack show on YouTube, too.
Moses time,
right?
The area we know as Hivites,
and
derived from Hivia.
Y'all get to see all this.
The root.
Same thing that I'm seeing, you're going to see. You're going to be watching videos. We're going to be talking about it. And everything.
The
strange phenomenon. And all that stuff. Including the fantasy shows of like Star Trek and Star Wars. But I want to get back into the root of this. And just to show you the stuff that I'm interested in. And I want to see how many people is interested in the same thing I am. You know? And then when I look at my ratings and see that, I'll be, yeah, I'm not the only nerd in the world. I got a whole family of nerds.
Not true enlightenment, as our ancestors readily pointed out, that true illumination derived from knowledge of one's own soul. stars. In literal truth, the serpent was indeed seen in the sky, which shone down upon us. This is why in Egypt, for instance, we will see the sun, or Aten, wrapped with the snake, and why the serpent was worldwide seen as a symbol of the sun. Getting back to Baal, we find that the 20th century writer and historian Bryant remarked that the Greeks called him Belial, which was interpreted to mean a dragon or great serpent. Bel is the Assyrio-Babylonian version of the gods Enlil and Marduk, being the same as Baal, the same Baal seen throughout the Bible. So the Baal in the Bible is a Babylonian serpent god. Could it be that Beltane should be rendered Beltan, both words signifying the dragon or serpent, and showing again the cross-continent link to Europe? Remember that this was a time of year associated with the sun, and the serpent is again here being linked to these astro-theological concepts. In fact, Tanit, or Tanit, was a patron goddess of Carthage in northern Africa, who was also associated with the tree of life, like Ishtar and Astarte, and she definitely crossed cultures into Europe. Often, the tree is depicted with wavy lines, said to represent serpents, emerging in symbolic form. The name Tanit means serpent lady, and she is found on many coins in Carthage, associated with the caduceus, and symbolizing the role of Tanit in life, death, and rebirth. She is basically the same as the Queen of Heaven, Astarte, or Isis and Mary. Here, the serpent is associated with the cycles of the moon, as the Queen of Heaven, whereas the male serpent is the King of Heaven, the sun, the one being the mirror of the other. This relates the early Christian Gnostics right back to Babylonian beliefs of serpent worship, which in turn goes across to Egypt and Mesopotamia, in general towards the African ancient serpent cults. Christianity, then, is related to the most ancient serpent worship known, and if it were not for the destructive covering up of huge amounts of historical data by the Christians, then this would have been all the more obvious. It is a fact that the Christians were ashamed of this link and did all they could to destroy it, not least because it revealed their own deity to be the sun itself. The general term used for early Christian Gnostics was Ophites, although it is probably too strong to call them Christians in the modern sense. Epiphanius said, "The Ophites sprung out of the Nicolaitans and Gnostics, and were so called from the serpent which they worshipped. They taught that the ruler of this world was of a draconic form, and the Ophites attribute all wisdom to the serpent of paradise, and say that he was the author of knowledge of men. They keep a live serpent in a chest, and at the time of the mysteries entice him out by placing bread before him upon a table. Opening his door, he comes out, and having ascended the table, folds himself around the bread. They not only break the bread and distribute this among the votaries, but whosoever will."
So people, it's talking about the ancient aliens, and they starting from the beginning, and then going back to Egypt and all the other countries with time beginning, or, and they talking how different words come together and leading up to today's words and technology and stuff. And they used to do this in four documentaries. And so the it says the top 10 secrets of alien worlds. And you can go to YouTube if you want to hear more. If you did hear this, like I said, it was just a little piece of baby gobble little to y'all. And I was listening to Wolf the other computer and trying to let y'all hear it too. But it might be, I don't know how the pitch is. It may be gobbly or maybe slow or whatever. Just let me know on the comments on YouTube. But I just know. Do you believe? Do you believe the underworld? Do you believe UFOs? Do you ask yourself why we here? If you do, and do you believe that there's a heaven and hell? And some people, the reason I ask, some people don't. I do. I definitely do. Because look at the miracle that I see with my son Michael and his girl and my kid. I definitely believe in God and in hell. Because I can't say that. Because look what he done. And this is true, guys. I swear, this is true. I asked him to bless my kids way better than me. I asked him, please look after him. Please touch his heart. I did. I remember asking him. Because I talk to him all the time in here. You know, I mean, it's just like he was sitting here with me, just listening to me. You know, and it's quite okay. It's normal to talk to the good Lord. So, you can laugh at me all you want, but I talk to the Lord. And he showed me how much he loved it, you know. I mean, and don't worry, he going to do amazing things for me too. But he, like I said, I want to take care of Ashley, Donald, Michael, and Jessica, and Myra, you know. They young, they explore. I know he going to take care of me as well, but take care of my babies, you know. So, and then he gave me an answer. You know, when Michael came to look for me, Michael remember where I took him to the dollar store at, and the rest is history, guys. Like I said, yesterday was one of the best Christmas I had. And he already gave me a Christmas present just by being there on Christmas. You know, it's way better than Christmas past, you know. That's just the best Christmas right there. Ain't no gift, no material things will be better than that. And you out there, Michael, and you and your girl, thank you again. You know, you made Daddy really, really happy. Best Christmas ever, son. And we definitely going to get this family together, okay? Just keep praying and all. And your cousin Taladia is a woman of her word. She will help you plan trips. Okay? That's what my family do. Believe me. Anybody do it is my family. Okay? And before you know it, you will be going everywhere. I mean, you will be going everywhere. So, just hold on. Get ready. Get ready for amazing things. And like I said, you're out there, you're listening to this. I'm so proud of you. Keep up the good work. You know? From the bottom of my heart. And we'll get together. So, everybody, it's time to go. I'm sorry you won't be able to listen to the rest of this, but I'm going to let it play. And much more to say. No. I'm going to let it play a little bit. Then I'll play the music. Then time to go on to the next show. And I will see y'all on the other high, on the other side of 2022. It will be New Year's. I'm going to do a live show. Not just a recording show. I'm going to do a live show. And I will see y'all in 2022. Okay? After these shows, probably after Thursday's show, you'll hear no more until like January, maybe January the 15th, 20, or 22. Probably won't hear no more shows until then. it'd definitely be like January 15th or January 22nd, 25th, when the next show comes back. Because I'm taking a break, and then I'm coming back. Maybe January 25th, or maybe the 15th, alright? I'm trying to get ready for the YouTube channel, and the YouTube channel editing, and get ready for the big computer so I can do the YouTube channel, game channel, and stuff like that. So I'm trying to pick the games that I'm going to play, and bring back. So, good night. I'm going to let this run a little bit, and I'm going to hit the music.
Make kiss, serpent. This wretched people call the Eucharist. They conclude the mysteries by singing a hymn through him to the Supreme Father. An amazing declaration which speaks volumes. It tells us that, like the ancient Egyptians, the serpent was symbolic of the sun and was constantly enticed to rise. Kissing the bread is a simple revelation that the sun indeed feeds us, giving life to our agricultural world. The Eucharist mediator is the serpent, as Christ was the mediator on the cross, a symbol, in fact, more ancient.
The results strongly support that these beings are not closely related to any known organism.
Christ, and rooted itself in serpent worship. The serpent was itself sacrificed on the sacred tree, or Asherah. This